I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's Andy, and we are backstage. Hey, I got a little tan.
See that? You did.
You know how?
How?
It's a little self-tanner.
Oh,
yeah. And look how good it works.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to
It's a teeny bit. I know. I'm going to start using it. Anyway, hey everybody, I'm just chatting with Caroline Makeup Time about myself, Tanner, because I had a little skin cancer last year and I'm done sitting in the sun. And this self-tanner, I feel like, works great. Now, if I apply this self-tanner to me every day, do I get, you wouldn't do it every day, you do it like a couple days. Okay. Anyway, I digress, guys. It's our first show back in the new year, and we've got a big one. It's NeNe Leakes and Tyra Banks. And, I mean, how is this not going to be fun is what I want to ask you. So anyway, this won't be fun. The answer is no, it will be fun. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the new year. We got a great lot of shows coming up. And tell your friends about the podcast. Please, we want to keep doing this for as long as possible. Enjoy the show. She hosts America's Next Top Model, and the other hosted America's Worst Top Bun. It's Watch What Happens Live with NeNe Leakes and Tyra Banks now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse for our first show of 2018, and I've already blown my New Year's resolution, so bottoms up, everybody. She says after 10 years in the game, she's still the tastiest peach in Atlanta, but her relationship with Portia is the pits. Say hi to Atlanta housewife NeNe Leakes, everybody. At Lindsay Lohan in Life Size, which I love, to teaching the whole world to smize, I'm an admirer of her entire career.
Oh,
America's Next Top Model returns to VH1 Tuesday, and guess what? The boss is back. It's Tyra Banks. So blondes have more fun. I mean, that's just it.
Well, certain blondes, honey. Yeah. You gotta know how to wear it.
But is this really blonde, or is it just blonde because it's on my darker skin?
I think that looks fairly honey blonde.
Blonde on, like, white skin too?
I think so.
My hair isn't blonde, is it?
Yeah.
Is it blonde, or is it like black girl blonde?
See how someone, is it black girl blonde?
Is that black girl blonde?
It's like black girl blonde, and then there's like blonde blonde.
All right, well, this is one fight this white guy is not getting in the middle of. Over at the bar, in honor of tonight's Golden Globe Awards, it's our own Mr. Golden Globes, trophy boy Nick Sandel. Hey, Nick, you look good. Excellent. First question is, what did you guys think of Sheree's blonde hair tonight?
See, that is not black girl blonde.
Okay, that is just blonde.
That's blonde.
Tyra, does it work?
Let me see it again.
Okay.
I think it needs a couple of shades.
No, it don't work.
Okay, Needy says no. Tyra, we have, you know, you have some connections with some of the Atlanta housewives. Here's you and Kenya Moore backstage at the Soul Train Awards show in the 90s.
I think I was like 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Cynthia, you and Cynthia kind of, did you?
We modeled at the same time.
You
we were
did.
The same generation of models, Cynthia and I.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. And on cycle 17 of America's Next Top Model, the contestants had to channel their inner NeNe Leakes during a photo shoot. NeNe,
yes!
What did you think of their looks?
Yes!
NeNe, what do you think of their looks?
Yes, honey, pull through. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those aren't the final photos. Those are screen grabs of the photos, girl.
Okay.
We did you good.
Okay.
That is not the final photo.
Seeing those photos made me wonder what it would be like if NeNe was on an episode of America's Next Top Model.
Amazing.
Imagine No More. Take a look.
Wanna build me up and tear me down.
I'm extremely disappointed in you.
No, no, no.
Be quiet.
And I shouldn't be upset. You treat this like a joke.
You roll in your eyes and you act like it's because you heard it all before.
What is your problem?
Never in my life yelled at a girl like this.
I don't have time.
We're
not gonna talk over each other. I'm not having a conversation.
Do you know that you had a possibility to win?
I'm not gonna go back in. I'm leaving.
I love it. Was fun. Tonight, the Golden Globes aired. We wanted all the women in solidarity wore black. Time is up. It was an amazing statement, I think. I know you have questions for NeNe and Tyra, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, tonight when Marlo invited some of the women to the Hamptons for tea, the tea was vodka cranberry, and that cranberry did not cure the uncomfortable infection brewing between NeNe and Portia. Take a look.
Ladies, seriously, I'm so glad that y'all came. I'm really loving this energy right now. Portia and NeNe, I want it to be like this all the time. And Sam Fran, it was awful.
NeNe, you text my number
right
twice, and I didn't hit you back.
That's so not right.
Hold on, wait.
I'm so done with talking about it. I'm so sorry for whatever Portia says, thinks, feels.
You said a little more sincere.
You giving me so much of I don't give a
Portia, I am so sorry. Whatever you feel.
I'm tired of being the adult in this.
Let it be me, Lord. Let it be me, child.
You could give two craps about this. I can completely see it in your eyes. I can completely see it in your jokes.
Y'all were awful guests. I would never invite y'all ass over again.
Let it be me, Lord. Let it be me, child. Here's what. Go to WWHL.TV now. Tell us, whose side are you on, Portia or NeNe? It didn't seem like you guys got anywhere.
No, we didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Were you receptive to getting anywhere?
I really was.
You were?
I really went there with an open heart, and my wig was open. You know, I wore it down. I was very open. I was ready to receive, honey.
Okay.
I didn't receive nothing.
It looks like 60% Portia, NeNe. Surprise.
Oh, bless her heart. She's won something.
Yeah. Okay. Second, I don't know jack about the Justice League because superheroes are for nerds, but if someone ever assembled a team of supermodels, I would see the movie and buy all the action figures. Here's what. Tyra Banks, because of the return of America's Next Top Model, it's time for you to assemble that team. I'm going to show you pairs of your peers. You tell me which you would choose in each situation that I give you. Who would you rather take catwalk advice from, Naomi or Cindy? Better on the actual catwalk.
Okay, Naomi is famous for her walk.
Okay.
Yes.
Cindy is famous for her talk and her...
Okay.
So I'd do Naomi.
Okay. Yeah. Who would you rather be featured on a magazine cover with, Kate Moss or Heidi Klum?
I'd say Kate because I've done covers with Heidi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would you rather take under your wing to mentor, Gigi Hadid or Kendall Jenner?
Oh.
Now, that's interesting.
Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Who would you let style you for red carpet events, Giselle or Ashley Graham?
Ashley Graham, darling, because she knows how to deal with some booty.
Okay. Who would you rather have as your fashion guru mentor, Iman or Janice Dickinson?
Is this not obvious?
Okay. Please put Iman down.
Janice!
Yes. Oh, Janice.
No,
oh, I'm sorry. Janice.
No. Make Janice. Iman. No. Make Iman frosty. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Iman.
Yeah, make, yes.
Yes, okay, Iman. Who would you rather do a year-long fashion campaign with, Claudia or Christie Brinkley?
Oh, a year-long fashion campaign with, oh my gosh, they're blonde legends. Is that white girl blonde or black girl blonde?
That's white girl.
That's white girl blonde.
Yeah. I would say Claudia.
Okay, really? Claudia, who would you take beauty makeup advice from, Bella Hadid or Kate Upton?
Bella Hadid, girl.
Okay, is your dream team of supermodels. I love it. Finally, remember before he was president when NeNe Leakes was cashing those Trump checks? And she told Sheree, I am very rich, bitch. Those were fun times, right? Well, here's what. So much has changed since then. It's time to find out who's more rich, bitch. NeNe, I'm going to show you two Real Housewives, and you tell me who you think is more rich.
Okay.
Okay, between the two. Who is richer, Portia or Sheree?
I'm going to say Portia. She's been working long.
Okay. Kim Zolciak-Bierman or Kenya Moore? Who is more rich?
I'm going to say Kenya because she works more. Kim don't never work.
Okay. Who do you think is richer, Lisa Vanderpump or Bethany Frankel? The eternal question.
Bethany Frankel.
Okay. Who do you think is more rich, Teresa or Melissa?
Teresa.
Okay. Who is richer, Ramona or Sonia?
Ramona.
Who is richer, Candy Burris or Erica Girardi?
I would have to say, Erica got a little change, don't she? Oh, no, I'm gonna get the candy.
Giving it to Candy. Okay. Who's richer, Cynthia Bailey or Kyle Richards?
Kyle Richards.
Okay, she's got that Mauricio money, too. Yeah. Dorit or Lisa Rinna?
I don't know. Lisa?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Marlo Hampton tweeted and said, my sisters NeNe and Tyra are looking gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Jackie Hoffman, our friend, said, America's next top mazel. I love it. NeNe Saltmarsh Bean said, please ask NeNe to spill the tea. What exactly does Marlo do for a living? Can you be specific?
Listen now, you want to ask Marlo what she does for a living.
Okay, yeah,
but
I will.
She's in the fashion game, so she'll talk to you more about it when you ask her. She's not doing what people think she's doing, though. People always say that crap.
Tyra African Forever said, what do you think about Eva Marcel joining the Atlanta Housewives?
I'm insanely obsessed.
You are?
Yes. I am so proud of her. I mean, from cycle 3 of America's Next Top Model, well, we used to call them seasons, again now.
Yeah, right.
But, like, she has held her own and is doing her thing. And she comes back on this new cycle of America's Next Top Model. I come back and Eva comes back.
Okay.
And so to see her with you, oh my God, she's about to do some, I've edited her.
Yes.
So I know what she can do, which y'all have not seen.
Right.
So you guys are going to very much enjoy her.
Too.
That's good. Let's go to Veronica from Indianapolis. Hey, Veronica, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for NeNe.
Okay.
Hi.
NeNe, I was wondering why are you so judgmental towards Portia when it came to Candy and all that situation with Phaedra?
I don't feel like I was judgmental at all. I felt like, you know, what Portia did was simply wrong. And we are a group. We're all friends. And look, I keep it real. I just tell it like it is. What Portia did to Candy was flat out wrong. That's not being judgmental. That's being she was wrong, honey. And you just got to tell it like it is. She was wrong. Nobody lies on somebody like that. It was just a lie.
Tyra, Blair G wants to know top 3 tips to give a perfect selfie or Instagram photo.
Top 3 tips.
Yes.
Well, first of all, a lot of times people do this and then they go like that. So do that and then pull back in.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, honey.
Don't do that. Pull back in.
Okay.
Okay. Then once you pulled back in, just go a little bit down because most of us have a little, like, something extra.
Here.
It's just normal. So you just go down and then go down. And then, honey, you just smize. See that?
All right. Thank you. That was very specific. Let's go to Terrence from Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Terrence, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. Hey, ladies. You guys are all gorgeous. And Nene, the door is always open for you.
Thank you for not closing it, child.
What's your question, Terrence?
Oh, somebody stored it. I'm sorry. Somebody stored it in the office.
What's your question?
Miss Banks, who do you, out of all the Housewives seasons, and who do you think is the best dressed? Who would you give that award to?
Best dressed? I can't say anybody else besides Nene.
That's why I'm saying.
I'm not stupid. I mean, my sister of Black Girl Blonde is here.
That's the truth. You know, I am a fashionista, honey. You know, you got to get credit where it's due, child.
Hello.
I own a boutique and things. Come visit.
Okay, I want to show you guys a sneak peek of next week's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. The women visit a healer, but there is an elephant in the room, and honestly, things could not have been crazier if a literal live elephant was in the room. Here's a sneak peek.
My name is Mbele. I am a medium.
A friend of mine's told.
Bad time. Okay.
Are there any secrets that need to be shared? I'm going to tell them.
I've never heard shit like this.
I'm sorry, Kim, what did you say?
When you're from a higher power, you don't even feel that because I am from a higher power.
You can leave because I'm tired of this stupid shit that's going on.
I don't have anything so I need to talk to you about.
You don't have to say it with an attitude.
I don't have an issue with Tyrone Baker.
Your boyfriend?
Let's be clear, you got mugshots too.
I didn't start with her.
No, you didn't.
Be quiet.
Don't tell me to be quiet.
How did we go wrong?
You said we had elephants in the room, so I don't know what that means.
The last time Nene and I sat on the couch together alone, probably in my house when she said she didn't choke me when she did.
That child got so many issues. She need to check into therapy.
Sam G emailed Nene, what was your reaction to Sheree bringing up your mugshot in tonight's episode?
I really don't care about Sheree bringing up a mugshot. Trey is trying to... A mugshot does not equal... Anybody can get a mugshot, first of all, for a traffic ticket. A mugshot does not equal 10 years in prison for doing a Ponzi scheme. I ain't spent a day in jail doing nothing, honey, okay? So you got 10 years in prison. You sure wouldn't walk around here being nice to no damn body. You got 10 years with the feds, honey. That's a whole nother situation. And by the way, Sheree can be worried about her own mugshot, her son got a mugshot, and her man got a mugshot. So please don't call out no mugshots now. Let's be for real. She had hers expunged. She was stealing out the store, remember?
Tyra, what made you come back to America's Next Top Model?
Oh, my God. How
because
do I follow
you left,
the mugshot?
I didn't think you were ever going to come back.
You know what? I didn't either. I didn't either, but, so you know how, like, on your show, there's, like, people are, like, get on you, and you just feel like, ah!
Yeah.
I felt like that from social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when the show was airing, and they were like, what the hell are you? How could you do this? And first it was love, like, we love you, we miss you. Then it was like, bitch. Like,
really?
And then it was like a curse out of love, but like insulting, but like hurtful. And then I got into fights with my partner. Hi, Ken Mock, love you. We got into screaming matches, because he's like, you need to come back. And I'm like, let me alone! Screaming crazy. Wow. And then finally I was like, you know what, I'm a businesswoman. I want the show to continue for as long as it can.
Good for you.
So let me come back. And
Twitter
then I had business to do.
Twitter is a cauldron of hate.
Is
man.
It not?
It really
and
is.
But it was like
people
hate love.
Just nasty.
It was like hate love, so it was confusing.
Yes, it is confusing.
You know? But I've taken the age limit off. Yeah. So
it
is from 18 to infinity. No more age.
Tyra, Dylan C. emailed, do you still swear by Vaseline?
I like Vaseline. It's a good eye cream. It's good for your chapped lips. It's good for your ashy elbows.
It is.
Let's go to Tamira from Chicago. Hey, Tamira, what's your question?
Hi, this is Tamira, the beautiful transsexual from Chicago. Mm. How are you, Miss Lucia?
What's your question?
My question is, how do you feel about Portia and Kim Zolciak, seeing that you helped one keep her job and you put a good word in for the other one? Because let's face it, Miss Lanithia Monique Leakes, honey, you are the queen of housewives, honey. Okay?
I love you to call my full name, honey, okay?
Where are you at with Portia and Kim? She wants to know.
Well, really, you have to continue to watch to see where I'm at with Portia and Kim. But as far as Kim and Portia's relationship, I don't think it's anything that would last. It's not real.
You think it's not real?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
He's so shady.
Let's go. It's time for my Mazel of the Day, by the way. It goes to the Me Too movement, which spurred the Time's Up movement, who used tonight's Golden Globe Awards to shine a light on sexual harassment and inequality in entertainment and all workplaces. And it wasn't just a bunch of celebrities wearing black dresses on the red carpet. It was really cool because you had a sense that everybody there who was wearing the dresses had kind of felt this and experienced it. And in less than 1 week, Time's Up has raised over $15 million for a legal defense fund to help victims of workplace harassment. If you'd like to get involved or contribute, go to timesupnow.com. Our jackal, absolutely, our jackal goes to the Golden Globes for having anyone speak after Oprah's epic, life-changing, soon-to-be iconic Cecil B. DeMille Award acceptance speech because Oprah, my queen, that was everything! Is that amazing? Is that speech?
She had a great speech.
I mean,
it's
that
funny,
was...
I tweeted queen after that.
You did.
She is our queen.
I mean, it was really great. I want to thank Nene, Tyra, and Mr. Golden Globe, Nick. The After Show with Nene Leakes and Tyra Banks. On the bar, it is Nick Sandel, our Mr. Golden Globe, America's Next Top Model. Premieres on VH1 next week, right?
Yes.
Tuesday. Yes, at 8 o'clock on VH1. Is our number 844-305-BRAVO, or did I give the Radio Andy number at the end of the show? Oh, my gosh. Wow, I gave the Radio Andy number, but I switched Andy for Bravo. Nah. Okay, do we have any more phone calls? Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Amelia, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Amelia, what's your question?
My question was for Tyra. By the way, hi, Nene, boo, how you doing, bitch?
I'm doing good.
No, but anyways, Tyra, I want to know, when you going to do a plus-size show? Like, I wanted to let the America know and ask this question, but I didn't have enough time. But I just want to ask, when you going to let the big girls shine?
You mean where it's 100% plus-size girls, right? Mm-hmm. So I have been trying to do that for a very long time. And so it's funny, like, when you're a boss, like, you're a boss, mm-hmm. people think that it stops here. Mm-hmm. But bosses have bosses.
Right. There's a lot of people involved.
Yes. Yeah. And so I fought my bosses to get guys on the show. I fought my bosses to get a season of petite girls. So we had girls that were all shorter.
Have had plus sizes mixed
in. Oh, since season one, in. But to do the whole thing, right. I've had bosses in the past that just have said no.
It's good to have a variety of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we have been, like, really before plus size was a cool thing, we did it, like, a long cycle one child.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Happy New Year, Andy.
Happy New Year to you in my hometown. What's your question?
Hi, my question's for Nene. First, I want to say I love the ladies. You have two of my favorite people on. My question's for Nene. Nene, do you think your friendship with Marlo and Cynthia is real? You mentioned the thing about Kim and Portia. Do you think yours is truly real since you guys made up? Because I see a lot of eye cutting and rolling when you guys are talking on TV.
Really?
I thought I'd add that.
Oh, no. Cynthia and I, our friendship is very real. And Marlo and I, our friendship is very real. Yeah. And when we fall out, it's very real.
But I eye roll on my friends that I love.
Right.
Like, my friend might say something like, this is crazy. Like,
without the eye roll, Atlanta Housewives, what would we be watching?
I know. I mean, I think I just naturally wake up and roll my eyes. Right.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling?
The snorter.
Hi.
I don't know if
Hey, caller.
This is Brittany calling from New York.
Hey, Brittany, what's your question?
So, Nene, first of all, I love you. Bloop.
Thank you, bloop.
Ira, I was wondering if you could give us any information about Life Size 2, and could you sing us a few bars from Be a Star?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have enough dollars in your pocket for me to sing that at but I am really gunning. One of my New Year's resolutions is to make sure that Life Size 2 is seen in 2018.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it, I mean, what's the status of it?
Well,
is it,
over my holiday, I thought I could just book out and not do anything, but I was working with the team and working with the script with the team and, like, saying, let's change this, let's do this, let's do this, let's edge this out. Ooh, that's too far. Da-da-da-da.
Right.
All that. So we're really hoping to shoot it this summer.
Very good.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Kim. I'm from Newport News, Virginia.
Hey, Kim. What's your question?
Hi, I got a question for Nene. And Nene, you look lovely. Tara, you look great. Glad you're back. But Nene, how's your husband doing?
My husband's doing great. Thank you for asking. Yes.
All right. that was a quick call. And that was our last call, right?
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Nick, everything okay over there? How are you going to get that goal? You're going to take a long shower tonight, right?
I guess so. I mean, yes. You guys aren't going to do it tonight for me?
Yeah. So are we doing that for you?
Yeah, in the studio.
we're gonna hose you down out on the
outside.
Terrace.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
You're gonna be finding gold forever.
Yeah, I know. Don't get in bed until you've, like, yeah. Okay. I want to thank Nick. I want to thank Tyra. I want to thank Nene. Everybody watch the premiere of America's Next Top Model Tuesday night on VH1. And, of course, Real Housewives of Atlanta every Sunday night. More cooker on MamaTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.